something else?
Do we have something else?
Can someone please give me a pair of karatas? I forgot mine. Thank you. Thank you. So Hare Krishna, my magic box. Yesterday we started this project where we discussed the different pastimes of Radha and Krishna as they are described in our Vaishnava scriptures, and it was very, or is very important for me to share this piece of information with you before we get into today's session, which is the Pratha Leela. The Pratha Leela, which takes place in Vrindavan between the time period of 6 a.m. and 8:24. Yes, 8:24. I would like to again make it very clear what we are doing here, because I have found out that my tapes and my cassettes are listened to all over the world, and this is a great honor for me to have a worldwide audience. I'm not trying to guide you into Ashtakaliya Lila Smaran. That is not something which I'm competent to do. What is my intention here is to bring out the knowledge of Krishna's daily activities so that as you go through your days, you can sometimes stop during the day and think of Krishna. When I was on a congress in New York about Save the Earth, there were different proposals which were worked at in different work groups. And I was in a work group with a doctor and some professor and a nurse, and we were discussing what we thought would help the Earth planet to heal and become a better place. And it was the doctor in our group, a medical doctor, who said, well, why don't we do a 12 o'clock meditation for 1 minute? And actually, we discussed about this and brought this to the plenum, and it was accepted, and I think in some parts of America they do this now. What they do is, at 12 o'clock, they stop paying, and for 1 minute, they meditate. This means the mode of passion, which is very strong at 12 o'clock in America, goes down. And they do, some do silent meditation, some read in the Bible, you know, and so on. Now, I thought this is a very good method to stop during a certain time of the day, click for us Hare Krishnas, and think of Krishna. I can guarantee you, your whole life will change. And if you can induce others to have a meditation time at 12 o'clock, or any time, and all over the world, people stop everything and become thoughtful and connect with God, I think the world will very soon have dramatic changes. So it is my desire now. I became inspired with the 12 o'clock meditation, which was not even my own idea, but the doctor's idea, to propose to you also something like this. Think of Krishna as much as possible throughout the day. So we will start singing, or just stop at one part of the day and just sing. Actually, we in Vaishnava culture do this at 12 o'clock. We stop and chant the Gayatri Mantra every time. And yeah, sometimes we forget. but that's, the idea is to every day, you know, just stop the day and think of Krishna. That's the idea, and this is the idea which we will bring here. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare.
Yeah.
Discussing the time, which is not very, very early in the morning, but which is early, 6 o'clock to 8:24, the Prata Lila, or morning pastime. It is at this time the Lord Chaitanya takes his associates for a bath in the Ganga. While they bathe in the waves of the Mother Ganga, they each take flowers in their hands and worship the goddess together with incense and other presentations. After this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes on the bank. He's dried, his beautiful golden body is dressed and garlanded with fresh flower garlands. And together with sandalwood paste and other ornaments, he returns home where he starts his puja of Lord Vishnu. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers food to Lord Vishnu, eats it, eats the prasadam, and happily takes rest after taking prasadam. It's very authorized if you take rest after eating. So it is at the same time where we will try to hear very respectfully what Srimati Radharani does. She lives, or she rests, in a beautiful palace which is affectionately built for her by her loving father Vrishabhanu, who's one of the kings of Braj. This palace has been established in Yavat, and all around in this palace you find very, very tiny and sweet gopi maidservants who are dressed in the old cloths of Srimati Radharani. Now, please don't think this looks in any way shabby or like old washed out jeans or so. No, these are prasadi garlands, clothings and ornaments which Radharani has worn and which are splendid and full of light and full of freshness. So these little girls walk around and prepare a bath for Srimati Radharani, the queen of Braj, either with cool water when it's hot outside or warm water when it's a little cool outside. And they prepare this bath, and they prepare the golden bathing pot. It's a golden bathing pot, it has this shape, and it is covered with the best of jewels. Meanwhile, Radharani's grandmother, Mukhara, has come all the way from the village Mukharai, pulled by her parental affection for Radha. She has walked Subraj. She's greeted at the door by Jatila, and then she goes into the sleeping room of Srimati Radharani, where the Queen of Vrindavan lies on a bed, remembering her association with Lord Krishna. And Mukara stands before Radha with tears of love in her eyes. She thinks, for this Radha, my life is worth living. And she very softly says, "Oh, innocent one, please get up." So next to Radharani in another bed is Vishakha. And Vishakha hears the old woman saying, "Oh, innocent one, please get up." And she immediately gets up. She's a little drowsy. She looks at Radha and tumbles over to Radha and whispers in her eyes, in her ears, "Oh, Radha, quickly rise. Mukara is here." So at that time, Srimati Radharani arises from the bed, and all of a sudden a problem is there. In the haste, when Srimati Radharani left Krishna, somehow their garments got exchanged. Srimati Radharani has a yellowish, dhoti, which is covering her entirely, and everyone in Vrindavan knows this color and this material. Krishna, by the way, has also, out of mistake, taken Radharani's blue cloth. So Mukara, and you will now feel how joyous Vrindavan Bhakti is seeing this yellow cloth covering Radharani's body, and is immediately suspicious. "Oh, Vishakha, your Shakhi is wearing the same bright yellow cloth that I saw Krishna wearing last night. Alas, what madness! What type of behavior is this for a girl from a righteous family?" Vishakha looks at Radharani and sees the yellow cloth of Sri Krishna, and she gasps. Gasps means you swallow for air. And immediately she catches her wit, and she counterattacks Mukara. "Oh, foolish woman, you have become so blind due to old age. Can't you see? It's the rays of the rising sun shining through the window upon Radha's golden complexion. And this has made her blue dress appear yellow. You are so blind. Why are you needlessly accusing our innocent Radha?" So Mukara, who is deceived by Vishakha, felt someone embarrassed. So she immediately left Radha's bedroom. Good. One by one, all the sakis assembled before Radha. They sat with Radha on a dais, that's a podium inlaid with gems and gold, and they laugh and joke. So at this time, everyone in Braj rises. It is very nicely said. The Brijbasis get up and they sit on their bed and they plan the day's activities. So I want to read to you a little bit how it is when Vrindavan gets up and rises. At dawn, everywhere there are sounds of cowherds churning milk, and the sounds of the loud chanting of Vedic hymns. There is the blowing of conch shells. And the brahmanas all over do their pujas to their shalagram shilas. Also you hear the sound of cows who anxiously call their calves. But what you hear, and this is very remarkable, you hear the best of the reciters broadcasts the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. It's like in our society we have the news, you know, when it's early in the morning and Libya had trouble with Gaddafi, and in Japan this happened. And in Braj you hear the best of the reciters talking, Krishna had a flower ornament on his right ear, but because he was sweating, the pollen from this ornament smeared over his cheek and made it appear yellowish. And everyone goes, oh, really? You hear the sound of excited parrots, sparrows, and the kika of the peacocks reaching as crescendo. The inhabitants of Braj gradually woke up and sat on their beds to plan their day's activities. Some of them became very excited and left their house to walk very quickly to Nanda Bhavan and get a glimpse of Krishna before they would start their day's activities. So you see everywhere on the paths, Brijbasis speeding or hurrying to the palace of the king of Nanda, because before they do anything, they want to look at Krishna. Amongst them is one special Brijbasi, and we will hear a lot about her. Her name is Purnamasi. Her heart is shining with prema, and together with the chirping of the birds after finishing her daily pujas, she rushed to Nanda's palace, yearning to see Krishna. Now there in the courtyard, Purnamasi sees a very special scene. Courtyard means in the inside of the palace. She sees something which catches her attention. Let us read. When Purnamasi entered Nanda Maharaja's palace, she saw that the pleasant courtyard was decorated with drops of butter and yogurt from the early morning's churning activities. To her, this whole place appeared like Svetadvip, where Lord Achyuta, bedecked in jewels, blissfully sleeps on the soft belly of Ananta in the midst of swirling waves of milk. Now Purnamasi is very blissful. Everywhere drops of butter, yogurt. It's not unclean. It is enhancing the atmosphere. And there, in the midst of all this, she saw Krishna. Krishna was adorned with jewels, and he was lying peacefully on his soft bed. All around him were his loved ones. So Krishna is sleeping, and all the devotees who love him, they are around the bed, and they look at Krishna with tears of love in their eyes. Imagine this beautiful scene. As soon as Yashoda, the mother of Krishna, hears that Purnamasi, the wise old yogini of Braj, has arrived, she rushes out and embraced this Purnamasi and said, "You are here. Please come and see Krishna and bless him so that his day is successful. Come inside. You are the most respected woman of Braj." So Purnamasi blesses everyone. So again, there is a problem. I think you know what is the problem. All of a sudden, Yashoda notices the blue cloth on Krishna's chest and said, "Why has Krishna given up his yellow cloth?" It's a pitambara which he wears like this, "for a blue one." So Purnamasi knows about everything. She quickly thinks and thinks and thinks. Then she comes up with a good answer. "O queen of the pastures, Yashoda, your son must have exchanged cloth with Balaram's blue cloth." This reminds us of another scene. Jatila has gone into, has burst into Radharani's room, where Radharani is together with Krishna. So Krishna somehow feels Jatila's in the air and disappears. But he forgets his flute, a jeweled flute. So when Jatila comes into the room, she looks, and on the bed she sees Krishna's jeweled flute, and she takes and says, "Aha! This womanizer Krishna was here." And she runs out on the marketplace and says, "News, news, 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 news." And all of Braj comes together. "Krishna was with Radharani. Here is the proof. His flute. I saw his flute." At this moment, they hear a voice, "Shanti, Shanti, Shanti." And they see Purnamasi coming out of the crowds. And Purnamasi addresses everyone. "You are very, very uneducated, Jatila. Don't you know that this last night there was a flute shower in Braj? And on everyone's bed there is a flute. Go and inspect your bed immediately." A flute shower. And somehow it showered inside the room. So Jatila, respecting Purnamasi's vision very much, runs inside her bed and finds a flute on her bed because of the flute shower. So somehow, always the pastime of Radha and Krishna go on protected. Krishna's eyes, as he came up from his bed, looked so beautiful. He repeatedly opened and closed his beautiful eyes. Nidra Devi, the goddess of sleep, was very reluctant to leave Krishna's eyes due to the pain of separation. Krishna finally gets up on the edge of the bed, slowly pacing his lotus feet on the floor. He yawned and he spoke to Purnamasi. "O noble lady, I offer my respects to you. Thank you for coming so early in the morning." And then his eyes tell her, "You saved me." So at that time, these young servant boys come forward and they greet Krishna, the prince of Braj, by performing an aratik ceremony. Amongst Krishna's servants, there's one particular servant called Raktak. Let me first of all tell you how Raktak looks and then tell you what he's expert in doing. He has a greenish effulgence, green. And what he knows very well is he serves Krishna in a very discreet way. That means he's always a little behind Krishna, carrying his water or carrying sweets when Krishna goes. But especially Raktak knows what particular flute Krishna wants at which time, for which raga. So he always carries a lot of flutes with him. And his expertise is he knows how to sing beautifully. Krishna, Krishna. He goes like this, singing behind Krishna. So after the aratik is done, all of a sudden, one cowherd man arrives. This cowherd man says, "Oh prince, the expert cowherd men are not able to milk the cows." "Why not?" "The calves are unhappy because they cannot suck even a drop of milk from their mothers. No milk comes from the cows." "Why can the cowherd men not milk the cows, and even the calves can't get milk?" "Well, it's because these cows look with tear-filled eyes down the path. They're waiting for you. They don't let a drop of milk out of their udders. Mooing loudly in your direction, they cannot tolerate another moment without you. Come, Krishna." So Krishna, who hears this, gets very joyful. "Oh, my cows are waiting for me." He's very joyful. And his joy bathes his mother in an ocean of nectar. Krishna stands up and leaves. Yashoda said to Balabhadra, "Oh Balaram, if you and your younger brother go to the wrestling arena after milking the cows, don't wait too long in the wrestling arena. I beg you, after playing for a short time with your friends, come home and take breakfast." So you can see Krishna gets up. He just rinses his mouth. He doesn't take a full bath at that time because he will now go to the cows and associate with the cows. And after he has done the milking, he, who is the original lord of all games, goes to a particular arena which is fragrant due to the smell from Krishna's lotus feet and engages in wrestling sports with his friends. It is very nicely described how Krishna walks through the cow to the cows. Would you like to know how Krishna walks? Yes. Krishna's ankle bells jingled sweetly as he walked slowly towards the cowshed with the gait of an intoxicated elephant. You know, when Krishna walks, there is a sound. The sound of the ankle bells. And this sound is the first thing which the sadhaka will realize when he has a realization of Krishna. He hears Krishna's sound, either the flute sound or the sound of his ankle bells as Krishna dances towards him and into his heart. Now it's very amazing that the scriptures always tell us that Krishna walks very slow, like an intoxicated elephant. Have you ever seen an intoxicated elephant walking? No? Philip has not seen. They walk very slow and they walk a little like... It really looks like an intoxicated elephant. And you might now ask, but we hear in the Shastras that Krishna covered so much mileage when he walked from Nandagram to Govardhan each day, and from Govardhan to Radhakund. I mean, this is already 25 kilometers plus 16 kilometers, and then here and there, and to Kamiyavan. That's almost like 40 kilometers. How did he walk? Especially if he walked so slowly, like an intoxicated elephant. Oh, you need to be informed of the ways of Braj. Braj, that means the land of Vrindavan, is like a lotus flower. And when Krishna moves, different leaves of the lotus flower open according to where he wants to walk. And they, as they are opening these leaves, they take Krishna almost like one of these convenient things in the airport where you step on it and it takes you to gate number 25, you know. It's one of these, you know, these zip, they are, I call them lying down escalators, you know. Don't go up, they lie down. But if you step on them, you already, oh, go to Haribear, goodbye, you know. this is how the land of Braj, according to where Krishna wants to go, just takes Krishna. This is how you can understand how Krishna walks very slowly and yet very fast. No problem. So after Krishna has milked the cows, true to his daily habit, he goes with his closest friends to the wrestling arena. After milking the cows, Krishna and his closest friends, who are similar in nature to him, mutually decide to go to the jeweled wrestling arena. The boys were very eager to engage in their cherished daily pastime. Daily they wrestle. Krishna and his fearless friends, all about the same age, engaged in hand-to-hand combat. They all showed great courage, strength, anger, and pride as they attacked their opponents from the front, from the back, and from the side. Afterwards, Siam rests a little bit. So then Radha is brought to Nandagram to cook for Krishna. This is very nicely described in the Shastras. Radha comes from Javad, and Krishna knows that Radharani will come in the morning to cook for him. So he waits at the town's entrance. So Srimati Radharani walks with her friends, and all of a sudden she sees, sitting on a jeweled platform under a tree, Krishna with an effulgence of a sapphire. And Radha, who was up to this time joking with her friends, and she had her Anshali down, that is that part of the sari which women use to cover themselves, immediately takes it in and says to her friends, "Is there not another way we can go?" So her friends say, no, this is the fastest way, and you may go this way. So Krishna very shyly rests one hand on Subal's shoulder, and on another hand he has a blue lotus flower, and he whirls it around like this. This means, "Radha, I have taken your heart and I'm whirling it around." Radha moves and very shyly she goes into the Nanda Bhavan. Then she arrives there and is greeted by Rohini and inspects the kitchen and sees what is what is there in the kitchen. She decides the meal, she makes a plan of the meal, and she ordered her different girlfriends to bring spices and to bring this beautiful aguru wood, salaravilo wood, and devadaru wood. This is aloe wood, pine wood, cedar wood, and this wood serves Krishna by making very hot and clear flames, and there's only a little sweat, so to say, on the wood, which is a little, looks like perspiration, but it's a very good flame. So Srimati Radharani cooks, and would you like to hear how she looks when she cooks? While Radha tended the fire, she bent over to lift the pots. She stirred the pots, she tested the boiling vegetables. Achyuta, Krishna, is in the room next to the kitchen, and his curious eyes fully relished Radharani's sweetness as she looked through he looked through the small lattice window. Krishna became intoxicated with the desire to meet his dearest devotee, and he whispered something into Madhu Mangal's ear, just loud enough to attract Radhika with the soft sound of his voice. Oh, Radha is the best. Radha hears it. She continues to cook. Then, after the meal is prepared and offered to Lord Narayan, the cowherd boy and Krishna eat and joke. When they are finished, Yashoda calls Radha and the Sakis, and they come also into the room where Krishna has eaten, and Yashoda personally serves Radha. And as Yashoda looks at Radha, she thinks, "Oh, my boy Krishna, he's so qualified. And Radha is also equally so qualified. Time is also there. One day the need is there to marry. So I would love that Radha marries my Krishna. I already feel she's like my daughter-in-law." And then one day, her enthusiasm becomes so big that she just takes yellow turmeric and she smears it over Radharani's hands. This she cannot control herself. This means something in Braj. When a girl is smeared with yellow turmeric on her hand, it means she is engaged or promised. So Yashoda Ma thinks, before she goes somewhere else, she's for Krishna. And she quickly applies the turmeric, which means if the mother-in-law, or what is it, the mother of the bridegroom applies the turmeric on any girl's hands, it means that girl belongs to, or will go to the family. So Radha looks at her hands, and her heart dances with happiness and says, "Yes, yes, yes." But outwardly she says, this is not good. And so on the way through Braj, she comes to one pond, my dear devotees. It's outside of Ashana. And she washes her hands in this pond, which as a result turns yellowish. It is called Pili, no, Pilupukur. Even today you can go to this pond and see the yellow color which is there from Radharani's hands. And you can take a bath in this pond and feel love rise in your heart. Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us, remember these pastimes in the morning, dear devotees. While you chant the holy names, your voice should tremble with love. The first ecstasies of transcendental emotions will soon come to you. So, I would like to now sing with you this song. Do we das Buch vielleicht? Das Buch? Yes, that's very good. Go to Hari. Yes, can we just, can you, yeah. Yes. Yasoda samahuta saki sange tatri gamana. Yes. Srimati Radharani takes her bath and gets dressed and decorated. She is called by Mother Yashoda and goes to Krishna's house with her girlfriends, where she cooks various preparations and then eats Krishna's remnants. During this time, she and Krishna try to steal a few moments together.
Radha snata vibhu shita diya shoda samahuta Shoda samahuta saki sange tatgrihe gama sange tatrihe kamana taki sange tatrihe kamana tata pakavira chana Shri Krishna va Sheshashana Tata Bhagavira Shana Sri Krishna Vara Sheshashana Tata Bhagavira Shana Sri Krishna Vara Sheshashana Majhe Dunhara Milana Majhe Majhe Dunhara maje tunhara mila. Krishna wakes up and then goes to the cattle pen where he milks the cows. He takes his bath and then eats his morning meal with the other cowherd boys. Remember these pastimes in the morning in the company of devotees while chanting the holy name. Your voice trembling with love. Krishna Nidra Hori Hori Goshti Godo Hana Kori.
Krishna Nidra Hori Hori Goshti Godo Hana Kori.
Krishna Nidra Hori Hori Goshti Godo Hana Kori. Snana Shana Saha Sada Sange. Chinta karo nama preme godo godo. Rati Bhakta Jana Sange Range. Rati Bhakta Jana Sange. This pastime and engage in the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. You will very soon experience the awakening of love of God. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Rama, Rama. Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare, Krishna.
Na
Krishna Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Astato Satasi Simatis Divine Grace Sila Abhe Charanaravinda Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsakaho Si Krishna Chaitanya O Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gradha Shri Vasaji Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai O Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapudham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Hari Naam Sankirtan Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Shiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, Hare Krishna, I want to sincerely congratulate you. You have absolved, or you have done your second full retreat day. It is very quickly going by. I request you to, in Germany we say, lass das einmal noch mal Revue passieren. This is difficult to express in English, but let the day go past. You remember how we started the day with the ceremonies in the temple, how we then had a lecture. Many devotees came afterwards and told me that they became really aware of this thing that yes, Krishna consciousness is expressed as being so high, on such a high and rewarding level, but they don't often experience this, and it became clear to them why not. It became very clear that they had to work on their durdaivam, their misfortune. That is the situation of having fever, spiritual fever, so that the nourishing food doesn't taste so well. Then in the workshop, we gave a brief introduction to Bhajan Rahasya, but tomorrow we will go much more into the practice. And in this workshop, it was important we learned two things. That really, if we really sincerely want to go against this being spiritually infected, if we want this feverish situation, we need to go into the association of devotees and interact with devotees in a meaningful way so that we can learn bhajan. And I wanted to, in that workshop, we ended it by doing one particular bhajan, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends both in both of his works, Harinam Chintamani and Bhajan Rahasya, that is to really move into our relationship with Krishna. Remember, we had this, let everything slip away from your life and the rest, there's only Radha and Krishna. I really want to recommend you to do this sometimes when you have problems. Let everything slip away, including the problems, and just think I have Radha and Krishna. I'm the part and parcel of Radha and Krishna. And you will see your problems slip away. It's really, I call it the desert meditation, where I leave everything and then go into Radha, and go into the divine presence, really. And from there, I find it's much easier to make decisions in my life and to do the task ahead of us. Then in the afternoon, then we had a wonderful japa session, and I really want to put more and more emphasis on these japa sessions, both the ones where everyone is expected, and then the one which Gaurahari gave today in the rose garden under a flower bearing linden linden tree. There's a good tea from these leaves. So we need to increase a little bit our japa because the 64 rounds day is coming. Not tomorrow, but soon. So it's good if we prepare our chanting muscles already a little bit. And not only, I don't want to say chanting muscles as if it would be a mechanical exercise. It's good if we get already into it and see what works for us, how we can chant in a better way and in a more concentrated way. And then this evening we ended like we will do all the evenings with either Radha Krishna Leela, or there will be soon another, a surprise will come, I can't tell you. There's only two Leelas, Radha Krishna Leela or Gaura Leela. It will be Gaura Leela, it's not such a surprise. And the idea here is that we hear respectfully and enter Krishna's world. It may not be our world in the sense that it's also different, and how Krishna walks and how he talks and the different humorous exchanges, but we still want to hear attentively to learn about another reality which may be still far away from us, but which we can remember once and so often in our lives and become truly secure and happy. So, having said this, you can see
I'm also working a little hard. So much sweat
to try to move you to a devotional experience. I want to remind you there is a kirtan program in the temple. Manu Prabhu, was it 8:15 where it starts? Or maybe 8 o'clock a kirtan program is there. I will be able to go tomorrow evening and join that kirtan program also. And but some of you, you might need to take care of you, walk a little in the nature, digest, talk to your friends, go at a decent time to bed, so that tomorrow you can have your third full retreat day. It is another day which is really packed full with different things. But I really want to say I'm very grateful. Today, devotees filmed their interviews, and they asked, why do you always come back to Radhadesh to give the retreat here, not somewhere else? And I said that I find the atmosphere here very congenial. It's a very advantageous atmosphere for doing, for absorbing ourselves in Krishna consciousness. And I can see this with the devotees who come here happening. So I'm very grateful to the devotees in Radhadesh to keep such a wonderful facility alive. And do you notice how nice the sound is in this hall? It's almost like in a church. I mean, if only two or three mice sing, then it's not so. but with all of you singing, really, applying yourself to the holy name, the sound is really good. It's really nice. So, I wish you a wonderful evening and a restful night with good sleep. Those who couldn't sleep, you can go to our retreat people and see if maybe there are other places free. And one thing, when you can't fall asleep, there are two ways which you can do. One for the men and one for the ladies. The men should do push-ups
until they die, you know, and then they can sleep. And the lady should apply sesame seed oil on the soles of their feet, and then they will sleep also. So there is no reason to be without sleep. There's every reason to be with full sleep. I wish you a good rest and Hare Krishna.
His Holiness Sachinandana Maharaj ki.
Thank you.